When did she bail you out?
At the time I was arrested.
And that was 7 years ago.
A deadbeat boyfriend reappears.
I get a random Facebook message from him saying, hey, was thinking about you.
Are you married to somebody else now?
I am.
Then she went into debt all over again.
For some reason, you gave him $2,500.
She wanted to be back with the bad guy, Your Honor.
Where do you live? In what universe?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Christina Martinez is suing her ex-boyfriend, Adrian Diaz, for a bail bond and money to clean up her credit.
Order. All rise. Case number 4 on the calendar, the matter of Martinez versus Diaz.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Diaz, how long ago were you and Ms. Martinez involved in a relationship?
Years ago, maybe 7, 6, 5, somewhere around there.
5, 6, 7.
And when we started in 2010, we broke up, I believe, like in 2014 or something like that.
Were you arrested?
2010, I believe. Maybe 2011.
When did she bail you out?
At the time I was arrested.
And that was 7 years ago?
Yes, ma'am.
What were you arrested for?
I believe it was just an unpaid traffic ticket. I didn't go to court on a ticket, failure to appear or something. It was a long time ago.
Well, they didn't arrest you for that. They didn't come to your house and arrest you for an unpaid parking ticket.
I was driving, got pulled over, had a warrant, subsequently was arrested.
Okay, so you had an outstanding warrant?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you failed to appear in court for something?
Probably yes.
What does that mean, probably yes?
You
had an outstanding warrant because you failed to appear in court for something.
It could have been a failure to pay. I don't know. I'm just saying, probably,
how much was your bail?
Excuse me?
How much was your bail?
$10,000, maybe? I'm sorry. This is a long time ago.
Oh, Mr. Diaz, you know, it's just so stupid. I mean, if you had an unpaid traffic ticket, you got pulled over, and somebody put $10,000 bail on you for an unpaid traffic ticket, where do you live? In what universe?
This one.
In this universe?
Yes.
In this universe, they probably give you a testimonial dinner for an unpaid parking ticket.
Not a parking ticket. I said probably a driving violation. A driving
ticket.
You
mean like speeding?
No, I mean like maybe driving on suspended license or something like that.
Well, just a second. So you got arrested for driving on a suspended license, you didn't show up in court, and you got pulled over again for a traffic violation. And when you got pulled over on a traffic violation, they found out that you were still driving on a suspended license and you hadn't shown up for it. Even that doesn't make $10,000 because I think, Mr. Diaz, that you're full of baloney. Anyway, how much was his bail?
The total, $2,015.
Did you pay them?
Yes.
Do you have proof of that?
I do.
May I see it, please? What was he arrested for, by the way?
Honestly, I don't recall, but it was in regards to when he got pulled over. I think he drove with a suspended license.
No, that's not why you get pulled over.
He was speeding, and he got pulled over, and when they pulled him over, they ran his information, and he had a warrant out for his arrest, and I believe it was because.
And the rest of the time that you were together, from 2010 to 2014, was he ever arrested again?
Yes.
Uh-huh. For what?
I'm going to be honest. He just...
No, I want you to be dishonest with me. That's what we're in the business of. I'm in the business of dishonest.
A lot of it was for tickets that he wasn't paying, that he wouldn't pay.
Other than tickets?
Nothing. Your Honor, with all due respect, she doesn't know why I got pulled over. So all that is speculation.
$2,015. Now, so far he hasn't paid you $2,015. That he owes you.
Correct.
Are you married to somebody else now?
I am.
You should get down and kiss the ground.
Literally?
No.
Okay.
No. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I should be kissing the ground.
You?
This is a long time ago, Your Honor.
How old are you?
40.
How many times have you been arrested, Mr. Diaz, for anything? Arrested?
Maybe.
By a police officer who said, get out of the car, put your hands behind your back. How many times, Mr. Diaz, have you been arrested?
Maybe 4.
Well, between 2010 and 2014, how many times have you been arrested?
Probably twice.
Now, let's see how smart you are. If I was arrested twice and I was in my 30s, first time I was arrested, which I don't believe, I would say, gee, this was an unpleasant experience. an experience I don't want to replicate. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be put in a holding cell. I don't want to be around a lot of people that I don't like. Some of them are here not because they were just speeding, but because they robbed somebody with a knife, or they hit somebody over the head and took their money, or they raped somebody. So this is not an experience I want to replicate. The first time, you did it so far twice, according to you. She would say a couple more times, but let's say I take your word, two times. Then you got arrested a third time. For what?
Every time I've been arrested, it's been a warrant for a ticket.
You mean warrant? For something that had to do with
take care of
a vehicle.
Absolutely. Yes. So. Unfortunately, Your Honor, driving, I at the time I was living in L.A. County, and sometimes I get pulled over a lot just being an African-American male. I know you probably don't want to hear that. That's just the truth.
Mr. Diaz.
That's just the fact of the matter.
Mr. Diaz, there are millions upon millions of African-American males who don't have suspended driver's licenses. And if they have a suspended driver's license, they don't drive. And if they drive and get a ticket for having a suspended license, they show up in court. So they don't have a warrant, Mr. Diaz.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the third time you got arrested was for another ticket. Now, Mr. Diaz, who sounds like a really smart guy, according to you, which I don't believe, you got arrested for a fourth time, again, having to do with your suspended license.
I never said it was for a suspended license.
You said the first time
in regards to warrants for tickets. I never said what it was about.
You said suspended license first time.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to ask you this time, Mr. Diaz, do you have a current driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Good. When did you get one?
Years ago.
You see, so you finally learned. How many years ago?
5, maybe.
Well, 5 years ago would bring us back to 2013. So you've been arrested twice since 2014, according to you. According to you.
Your Honor.
Not my math, math.
May I, please?
Just a second. So now you don't have a suspended driver's
license. May I interject real quick, please? I'm sorry, Your Honor. With all due respect, I don't understand why my driving record is relevant, number one. Number two,
why didn't you
when, pay? When I got arrested in 2010 or whatever, that ticket was from like 2001 or 2003.
Who
it was all
cares?
Old stuff.
Why didn't you pay her and pay off this bond? It's not her bad. It's your bad. Why didn't you pay it?
To the best of my recollection, she paid that. That was on her. That was our agreement. That was what we negotiated.
That's what we're making.
Your Honor, we were in a relationship. And when you're in a relationship, you do things to help the other person
out. Just a second. I want to know what you did to help her.
Other than having a me.
I mean, I had one guy here who said years ago, you get a me. I want to know, other than getting a you.
Again, Your Honor.
I want to know, other than getting a you, what did you give her?
In regards to that, no clue. But I gave her plenty of other things throughout our relationship.
So no clue means you're clueless.
In regards to that topic, yes.
Okay. So far you owe her $2,015. Now I want to hear about the stupidity on your end. Because if I'm reading what I believe you wrote here, that you were trying to clean up your credit, who contacted whom?
He had reached out to me back in 2016 because when we broke up, it was a very unhealthy relationship. So we didn't speak or see each other for years. Back in 2016, I get a random Facebook message from him saying, hey, was thinking about you. You know, I just wanted to see how you were doing, how I know you're married now, you have kids, hope all is well, and just basically wanted to apologize about how things ended with us. And, you know, how he just wanted to basically say...
I don't want to hear basically or like.
Thank you. Sorry. And that he just wanted to hope one day we can be friends and let all
the gossip go. Why would you want to be friends with him? Your husband wouldn't like you to be friends with him. He's just a troublemaker.
Yeah, when you have someone apologize for things for their wrongdoings, I felt...
Compelled?
I wouldn't say compelled, but I mean, I felt good when... It felt nice to have him apologize for all the nasty
good.
And BS that
Thank
he
you,
did.
I accept your apology, goodbye. Have a happy life. I have a happy life. Goodbye. But you didn't. For some reason, you gave him according to you, you gave him $2,500. Now, when did you give him $2,500 and what for?
So, when the lines of communication had opened between us, he had asked me, what's new with you? And I had told him at that time I had just finished school and I'm trying to consolidate my debt. He knows a lot of people. He was like, hey, I know the perfect guy that can help you out. It'll be $2,500 if you want. I could pass on your information.
So now your debt and you say to this person who you lived with for 4 years, who was arrested according to you 4 times, and I have gotten my life in order.
Correct.
And I'm married to a nice guy, and
correct.
I have a couple of kids, and everything is fine.
Correct.
And this person who said, I just want to apologize.
Right.
And I know just the right guy who can help me with your problems, because right now he knows too much about your life. This will open up the lines of communication. Fine, I accept your apology. Goodbye,
right.
I hope you're having a happy life. You went a little beyond that.
Correct.
Okay, that's a little stupid. All right, now, get to the $2,500.
On 11/25, I gave him $1,700, and then on the 22nd of December, I gave him $800.
Did you see him in person during those 2 times that you gave him
yes,
money?
Yes, I gave him the money. I gave him cash.
Where did you meet him?
So we just met at the mall, literally gave him the money, and he left. At that time, he had a girlfriend who, I guess, found out that we were communicating, and she didn't like that. That caused a lot of problems between my relationship and his relationship.
What kind of relationship?
Well, because she was saying that I was sleeping with him when that wasn't true. And so she, like, contacted my husband. She called my mom, my dad.
Your Honor.
And was just trying to cause problems. So I had to call the police. I called AJ and I told him, I was like, look, I don't want any trouble with your girlfriend, with you, because now the police are going to get involved. I go, I just want my money back and I'll deal with my whole credit consolidation myself.
Ta-da! I'm listening to your side. Just listen to me. Do you know, sir, I already... Of most of the litigants I have today, you're not right up there.
I'm going to change that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She had said some stuff in one of my Instagram pictures. My girlfriend at the time reached out to her husband.
How does your girlfriend know how to reach her husband?
Facebook, it connects everybody.
Doesn't connect me to anybody. I'm not on Facebook.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christina Martinez says ex-boyfriend Adrian Diaz owes for a bail bond and money to clean up her credit.
Now, tell me about the $2,500.
Okay, this is the true story of what happened. That's her version. Here's what really happened. She reached out to me, number one. She had asked for some help in some other areas, which there was money that was involved.
No. We're here to resolve this dispute. So don't ask me she needed some help with some other areas where money was involved. Tell me.
She had some other credit challenges.
Okay, she had credit challenges.
She had some credit challenges.
Okay.
I knew some people that could do a boost her credit scores up. I want to say the cost was $1,600. She paid me. The service was done, no problem. The problem started when she was commenting on my Instagram pictures, saying things suggestively. I asked her to stop doing that, knowing that I was in a relationship. Do not do this. Her and I had spoke. She wanted to be back with the bad guy, Your Honor, so as you call it. Okay, I was telling her that could not happen. That's when she started commenting on my Instagram.
What's the name of the person to whom you gave the money?
Trevor.
So you gave Trevor $1,700 because that's his business?
No, I gave Trevor $1,600 the first time.
So you gave Trevor $1,600 because that's his business.
Correct.
He is a what? What is he?
He's like a credit repair, credit savant.
Next. Okay. So that's $1,600.
Okay, right. So she started commenting on my Instagram. Okay, I had asked
commenting
her not to.
Commenting on your Instagram. I told to not, to, don't comment
that's
on my
Instagram. That's when her and my girlfriend at the time had got into it.
How did they get into it?
Because she had said some stuff in one of my Instagram pictures. My girlfriend at the time saw it, reached out to her husband. She reached out to my girlfriend.
Just a second. How does your girlfriend know how to reach her husband?
Facebook, it connects everybody.
Doesn't connect me to anybody. I'm not on Facebook.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were fooled. You got duped. There is no statutory prohibition from getting duped. I don't know whether your credit score went up, went down, or went sideways. And quite frankly, I don't care, because what you did was pretty dumb.
And later today...
You don't work. Against what are you going to take the children as a deduction if you have no income?
I support them.
You don't support them.
Every...
No, we support them. You don't support them. You get money from the government.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christina Martinez says ex-boyfriend Adrian Diaz owes for a bail bond and money to clean up her credit.
Listen to me. She handed you the money. You told me 5 minutes ago that you gave it to Trevor.
These are two separate occasions.
$1,600.
Correct.
You said she gave you, and
correct.
You gave it to Trevor.
Correct.
All right, next money.
Okay. Because of all the chaos that was surrounding with her and my girl, I couldn't even talk to her. I couldn't even be anywhere around her. So get to the money. I plugged her with him. I connected her with him directly.
That's not true. We met one time.
Oh. And that was the first time.
Just a second.
I could no longer meet with this girl.
Listen to me. So what I want you to do is to show me the text message, phone message, any message where you just gave her Trevor's number.
I don't have that.
Everybody saves those messages. This is not so long ago.
Like that. I don't save no messages from a female that I don't even communicate with, nor do I want any interaction with. Especially at that time when I have a girlfriend who's upset and angry. Why would I keep any message from her?
Okay. So, Ms. Martinez, do you want to know what I think?
I'm going to tell you what I...
You made poor choices. So whether he or Trevor or anybody else cleaned up your credit, I don't know or I don't care. There was no indication that he was supposed to return any of that money to you. You were fooled. You got duped. There is no statutory prohibition from getting duped. I don't know whether your credit score went up, went down, or went sideways. And quite frankly, I don't care because what you did was pretty dumb. He owes you $2,015 for his bond. We're done.
Bodies are excused. They step out.
At least I got some of my money back.
What can you do?
Just make better choices from here moving forward.
You live to fight another day.
Never talk to him again.
Slid in my DMs and wanted to get it back popping.
Move on and go our separate ways.
Be happy with whatever she does, and I look to do the same.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Birch versus Huffman. Step forward.
Cora Birch is suing her ex-boyfriend, Evan Huffman, for the return of belongings, tax return money, and her father's ashes.
All right, Ms. Birch, you have two children with the defendant. He has one of the children living with him, and I assume you have the other one living with you. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How old is the child who's living with you?
9.
How old is the child who's living with you?
He's 10.
What do you do for a living, Ms. Birch?
I'm a homemaker. Well, currently a student, too.
How do you support yourself?
I receive SSI.
Okay. So the first part of your claim is that Mr. Huffman took the children off on his tax returns as a deduction, and you think you're entitled to half. Just a second. That's what the first part of your claim is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you work, Mr. Huffman?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you're paid a salary?
Yes.
He's entitled to take the children as a deduction, not you. You don't work. Against what are you going to take the children as a deduction if you have no income?
I support them.
You don't support them. No, we support them. You don't support them. He supports the child who's living with him, and he files tax returns, and he takes his two children off his tax deductions. He doesn't have to give you the money. You get money from the government. This is money that he earned, that he's allowed to take. If you both worked, I would say, you know, then it's, and if each of you has one child, then I would say to you, it's fair for him to take one child and for you to take one child, but you don't work. What's next? You say he has property that is owed to you.
Yes.
He has property that was in a storage unit because you were both all homeless for a while. You weren't living anyplace. You had to put your property into a storage unit. What property do you claim that he has that belongs to you?
He actually still has priceless artifacts to me, like cremations of my father.
You have any property that belongs to her in the storage unit?
No, Your Honor.
Are there still items in the storage unit?
There are still items in the one storage unit that I haven't paid off yet, yes.
So there could be her items in that storage unit?
I don't think so, but...
No, ma'am.
Listen to me, Ms. Birch. If you have items in the storage unit, do you pay for the storage unit? The answer is no. Do you want to contribute to paying off that storage unit so you can look and see if any of your items are there?
Actually, he signed this for taxes, and this was something, he just had my mother's cremations too. Priceless autographs, things that are meaningful to me only. He's doing this for control, abuse.
Ms. Birch, I don't deal with that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I asked you a very simple question. I said, the two of you who are parents to two children, each of you has a child that you are raising. The government is helping to support the child who lives with you. He's taking care of, I assume, the child who lives with him. There were two storage units. He paid off one. He opened it up. Your items weren't in there. Listen to me carefully. He says there is another storage unit that he hasn't paid off, so we can't get into it.
He is lying.
He says he doesn't have the property. And it may be in a storage unit that he hasn't paid off yet.
And I'm suing him for bills?
No. Bills, forget it.
Huh?
Forget it. Forget it.
Okay.
Are we done here, sir?
Are we done here? As far as her side, yes.
No.
Oh, no. We're done here.
Okay.
Okay?
Not correct.
Good. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I want my things back.
She's trying to manipulate the system to get her way, so.
This was very, very uncalled for, all of us.
Kids come first.